And some.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is May the 13th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in beautiful San Diego, California. Looks like we're going to start the week off on a down note, at least so far. You know, lately these dips have been bought, so we'll see if this is one of those dips that looks enticing to the bulls. Right now the Dow is down 46 points. The Dow is at 15,000. Boy, I've only said that a couple times in my life here. The Dow was at 15,071.83 this morning. The S&P 500 is down 4 points. It's at 1,629. The NASDAQ down 3 points to 3,433. The euro is off a bit this morning. It's down to 1.29. Our 10-year yield continues to rise. Boy, I hope you've been locking in your rates on your mortgage loans, as the 10-year bond is now at 1.92%. I mean, still, when you look back over the last 100 years, we're still at basically 100-year lows, but we're not at the bottom anymore. We're at 1.91% on the 10-year. Gold is down $6.20 this morning per ounce. That's $96 a pound. We're at $1,430 on gold. And oil is down 80 cents this morning to $95.24 as we start the 50th month of a bull market. Are we still in a bull market? Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We begin the 59th or the 50th month of a bull market. And early in the week, I like to examine the big picture of the market. Find out where we're at. Are we still risk on? Are we moving towards risk off? You know, if you read the newspapers over the weekend, the financial press, if you watch all the pundits on TV, you'll get about as many opinions as you can imagine. Whatever opinion you're looking for, you can probably find somebody that agrees with you. And all along the way of this now 4-year-old plus bull market, there have been plenty of folks saying that it's going to collapse at any moment because it's being propped up by the Fed. Well, you know, I made the comment over the weekend in my newsletter, tell that to the guy who's seen his 401k go to a 901k over the last 4 years. Does he care if it was propped up by the Fed? He made money. His stocks went up. His mutual funds went up. The total value of his 401k went up dramatically over the last 4 years, and that continues to go up. So, you know, it's one thing, and that's like a win in baseball. Well, you know, they stole home on a wild pitch. It was a cheap win. But you know what? Tell that to the fans. Tell that to the players. Tell that to the guy who puts the W in the win column. When we look back at the W's, we really don't care how they came about. As long as we've got more W's than we've got L's, losses, we're happy. So, you know, early in the week, we like to take a look at all of the various, you know, the temperature of various, the asset classes in the market, the overall stock charts of the market. Is it overheated? Is it possible for the market to get too hot? Well, absolutely it is. But at the same time, it can get too hot and it can stay too hot for quite some time. Are you going to complain if you're long the market about the market being too hot? I don't think so. But if you're standing on the sidelines with all of your portfolio in cash saying, ah, this thing's propped up by the Fed, it's way too hot, it's overdue for a correction, well, you know, these are the people that don't like this rally in the market, this bull market that we're currently in. In fact, we've heard it said many times that this is the most hated bull market of all time. Yeah, I just hate it. I really do. I mean, I can't stand coming to work every day and seeing new highs on the market and new highs in my stocks. And I've come to the conclusion that the only folks that would hate this market would be those that aren't participating in this market. They really hate it. Boy, talk about sour grapes. The two most painful experiences there are in the market, I've experienced both. You probably have too. Number one, obviously, is when the market's reeling to the downside. And we all know that the market can go down a lot faster than it goes up. You know, it kind of goes up in this stair-step kind of fashion, building layer upon layer. And when it comes down, sometimes it's like a plunge right straight down. That's very, very painful. The second most painful event, maybe this is number one, I don't know, they're close, is saying, you know what, this stock, there is no way. Let's say, for instance, Tesla in today's market. There is no way this stock should be hitting new highs. I'm going to buy a short position on Tesla. I'm going to short the stock. I'm going to make money as the stock goes down. And guess what happens? The stock goes up and up and up. That's what they call a short squeeze. And it is painful. I haven't shorted a stock in a number of years because I haven't had to. We've been in a four-year bull market. There will come a time again to have some hedges out there and to protect your portfolios with some inverse positions. But there's nothing more painful than having a short position and watching the market go up day after day. In fact, it may be more excruciating. They should do this to people that have life prison sentences, you know. Make them short a stock and then watch it go up and up and up and up and up and just totally annihilate their portfolio. The third most painful experience in the market is to be on the sidelines watching the market go up, or you were just about to buy a stock and you said at the last moment, no, I don't think so. A perfect example for me right now would be Netflix. Netflix became the number one stock in the Best Stocks Now app several months ago. I said, you know, this thing has really got a corner on the market. They have very little competition of what they do. They seemingly have worked out their subscription issues with their subscriber base. And this stock is starting to bolt higher. And I talked myself out of it for whatever reason, and the stock has gone up ever since then. Well, now multiply that by the person who's sitting in the cash on their 401k and has missed this run in the market. It's not a pleasant experience. But you know what else I've learned in life? You can't really do a whole lot about the mistakes you've made other than learn from them and don't make them again and move on and do things differently the next time. Because if you keep doing the same things, you're going to keep getting the same results. If you're going to keep reacting to emotions and headlines and buckling at the knees, you're going to continue to shoot yourself in the foot as far as capital appreciation, as far as compound interest. You're going to miss out on all of that. You've got to choose a better way in the future, because today we have one less day of our financial life, don't we? And tomorrow we'll have another day missing from that equation. We have to make the most of the days that we have. So that's all you can do is take a look at the big picture, see where we're at now, Ask yourself, am I better sitting on the sidelines and watching this go by? Or am I better being in and participating, even if it only goes for a few more months? You know, then you have to have somebody that on the other end is watching for you. Either you have to be vigilant, or that person who's managing your money has to be vigilant and get out when the time is right. So anyways, those are the choices you have to make. You know how I make the decisions that I make? With lots of evidence, with lots of facts, and with a heavy dose of common sense. When we come back, let's apply some facts, some evidence, and some common sense to this market. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's harken back to December, November of last year. That's when the last major clarion call went out to sell everything. Why? Because there was a fiscal cliff that was looming, a fiscal cliff that had a lot of unknowns on the other side of that cliff. Like, what would become of estate taxes? What would become of the dividend tax? What would become of tax rates in general? And at that time, I go back and I quote from the newsletters that I wrote back during that time. I said, until this fiscal cliff is resolved, I think that it's prudent to keep the yellow flag flying. But I still remain almost fully invested for now, just as I have been all year. It is also vital to be invested in the best stocks now, wherever they may be. And I repeated that advice all throughout the fiscal cliff. And I made the comment in my newsletter over the weekend. I said, boy, I hope you listened to me. I hope you took my advice. Why? Because as the fiscal cliff was going on, the Dow was at 12,500. Today, the Dow is over 15,000. I mean, here we are, what, 5 months later? And we've tacked on 2,500 points onto the Dow. That's a 20% move. And, of course, a lot of individual stocks have done even better than that. So why was it that back in December and November, with elections out there, with all kinds of politics going on, with fiscal cliff talk, why was it that I said to stay invested? Be cautious, but to stay invested. Because the signs, the facts, the evidence that I look at on a daily and weekly basis were telling me to do just that. As I looked at the asset classes, I could see that, you know, being short the market didn't seem to be a very smart move at that time. It was the worst asset class to be invested in. The bond market was not exactly roaring during the month of December. Gold and other defensive areas of the market were not roaring. It was still the risk on stocks that were leading the way. As I looked at the sectors of the market back then, I saw the risk on sectors like biotech, like healthcare, like pharmaceuticals, like retail and consumer stocks continuing to lead the way. And as I stepped back and looked at the big picture, the primary trend of the market, it continued in an uptrend. The bull market was still intact. It was being tested, and it gets tested all the time. We get tested all the time, whether or not we have the fortitude to stick with the market when the signs and the signals and the facts and the evidence are all saying, hey, this thing is still intact. And, you know, those facts back then, the evidence that I gathered, the facts that I weighed in my mind, the conclusions that I made were right. Now, had it started to deteriorate from that point, had things start to have broken down, we would have seen it in the evidence. No longer would the biotech sector and the home building sector be the leading sectors in the market. The defensive sectors would rise to the top. Now, obviously, here we are midway through the month of May. We have a market that's now up on the year about, let's see, the S&P as of Friday, 14.5%. Now, why Doesn't it make sense that we would look at the same exact facts and the same exact evidence that we looked at back in November of last year to make our decision? Well, certainly it does. So let's take a look at the facts where they stand today, midway through May, and 15% higher, 20% higher on the markets than we were back during the fiscal cliff. The first place I want to look is the bond market. I put a five-year chart of the bond market in my newsletter over the weekend, and I compared it to a five-year chart of the gold market just before gold got hammered, all right? Looking at the five-year chart of the bond market, it looks really bad. I talk about charts that are rolling over where you're getting lower highs each time and you're getting lower lows. Boy, if you get a chance, take a look at that. It's on page 3 or something like that of my newsletter, page 4 of my newsletter. I drew the channel lines. I showed the astronomical rise of the bond market over the last several, actually it's a 3-year chart. And then I show the current temperature of the bond market, the current big picture of the bond market. If you're sitting there with a large bond portfolio, I'd be a little bit nervous taking a look at that chart of the bond market. In fact, it looks like a chart of the stock market back in early 2008, late 2007, before it plummeted. It's just a very ominous looking chart right now. As we take a look at the various asset classes of the market, bonds are an asset class, right? That's one of the choices you have to park your money in. Boy, I just do not like the way that the bond market looks at the current time. I then showed a chart of the gold market. What it looked like late in 2012, it had the same exact chart that the bond market has today. What happened to the gold market after it drew those ominous downward sloping trading channels? It got hammered. I think at some time in the future here, not too long, who knows when, I think the bond market is going to get hammered. We're at 1.91% on the 10-year. Man, if it went to 2.5, 2.6, 2.7, you know what that would do to a bond portfolio? I think it's just a matter of time. I don't think it's a matter of if that happens. It's a matter of when that eventually happens. Now, in the meantime, Bernanke has his bazooka pointed at the bond market. Why do you think he has his bazooka pointed at the bond market? Because he feels the same way I do. That would be devastating to the economy if all of a sudden interest rates were to rise dramatically. It would be devastating on the money that we've borrowed. It would be devastating to all the bonds that our government has been buying back and holds on their balance sheet. It would hurt the economy big time if people couldn't get cheap loans to buy cars, to buy stuff for the house, to buy new vehicles, to buy new homes, all of this. You know, low interest rates are really juicing the economy right now. And that bazooka remains aimed at the bond market. But eventually, you run out of ammo. Eventually, you can't artificially keep those interest rates down. So having said that, I think you can tell. I think there's a bear lurking around the corner. I don't think it's in the stock market right now. More on that in a moment. I think it's in the bond market. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever.
I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I led you in the right direction back during the month of November and December when the fiscal cliff issues were swirling about. Hey, I was concerned and as worried as anybody. But in the end, I had to make a decision that wasn't based on emotion, that wasn't based on opinion. It was based on the facts that I weighed out, that I weigh out on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. And at that time, I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to fly the yellow flag here. But at the same time, I'm going to stay fully invested for the most part. I'm going to watch my individual stocks. I'm going to make lots of individual daily decisions. But I see no reason to sell everything and move to the sidelines here. Well, now fast forward 6 months. And now there's talk that this market is overheated, that it's a market that is completely being propped up by the Fed and the money printing and all of the bond buying, the bazooka that the Fed has pointed, that expanding balance sheet of the Fed. But yet the market continues to hit new all-time highs. And stocks continue to hit new all-time highs. So, you know, there's a lot of different pieces of evidence that we can look at to see whether or not this market is getting overheated, because I guess that would be the number one concern right now. You know, back in December, if the clarion call for selling was the fiscal cliff concerns, if you were looking for a clarion call today, it would be overheated, right? Well, 15,000, that's lofty. All-time highs, these are lofty numbers. Let's start by looking at the forward P.E. ratio of the market. As I average, and I updated this over the weekend, as I take an average of the 3,300 stocks that I follow, that I track, actually we're up to 3,400 now, that I monitor on a daily basis, the average forward P.E. ratio is 17.86. Now, on an overall scale of things, that's not like a nosebleed type territory. That's not overheated type of territory. In fact, as we look back over the last year, the P.E. ratio, the forward P.E. ratio has ranged between about 15 to 18. So we're at the upper end of that range, but we have not seen, I guess the point I would make here, we have not seen a dramatic rise in the P.E. ratio. Why? Because as the market has gone up, so have the earnings of the companies that make up the market. Therefore, keeping that P.E., forward P.E. ratio at a reasonable, I mean not dirt cheap, but at a reasonable rate. So at least from my standpoint, and I'm a guy that used to be an analyst on Wall Street, going and visiting companies, writing up research reports, being very in tune and keyed in to valuations of the market, I'm a guy that can't sit here and tell you that this market is overheated from a valuation point of view, that it's getting expensive, okay? So there's one piece of evidence, the overall market. While it's not dirt cheap, there's no way you could call this an expensive, overly expensive and overheated market. Okay, the next thing we do is we look at the asset classes of the market. What are the leaders in the market? What are the laggards in the market? Because this tells us a whole lot about the health of the current market. The leading asset classes last week were MLPs, Master Limited Partnerships, which are big dividend-paying, usually energy-related stocks. Mid-cap stocks were number two last week. Small-cap stocks, those are all risk-on. The NASDAQ last week was number six. Those are all risk-on asset classes. It tells me that last week the temperature of the market for the 48th month in a row continued to be risk-on. Green, buy, bull. Any changes this week? No. If anything, it got stronger. MLPs still lead the way. In fact, I just sent out a tweet on an MLP that's hitting a new high today, ACMP, Access Midstream Partners. Take a look at that chart, ACMP, and you'll see what I'm talking about when I say this is one of the top asset classes in the market. Number two, small cap value. Number three, small cap dividend. Number four, mid cap growth. Number five, mid cap value. Number six, small cap growth. Number seven, NASDAQ 100. What do all of those asset classes have in common with each other? Well, they're risk on. These are risk on. These are not defensive asset classes. These are not asset classes where people park their money when they're nervous and worried about the market. These are asset classes that lead the market when folks, when investors are willing to take on a little bit more risk trying to make some capital gains in the market. So for the 49th month, I don't know how many weeks that works out to be. Obviously, these asset classes have bounced around a lot. But for the most part, for the last couple of years now, it's been small and mid-cap. Now, here's a very important further description of these small and mid-cap stocks. Domestic, U.S., the NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, companies headquartered in the United States of America. The emerging markets continue to trail our markets badly. China continues to trail our market badly. Latin America continues to trail our market badly. Europe's kind of keeping up. Europe's up about 10% this year. But I prefer small and mid-cap domestic stocks. And I sound like a broken record because I've been saying this for a long, long time. But if I've been saying it for a long, long time, that means that there's been a trend in place. And, you know, I mean, look, it sounds corny. The trend is your friend. It really is. That's really true. The longer a trend lasts, the longer a trend stays in place, the more money you can make from that trend. That's the problem that we had for the better part of 2011 and 2012. None of these trends would really stick. We'd get a trend going and then it would come to a screeching halt and the money would shift to another area. But we've had this trend in place now for quite some time. And it's obviously been a trend that you can make some money with. And it continues to be a trend that you can make some money with. Because until it's over, it ain't over, right? This trend is still in place. Now, as we look at the worst asset classes in the market, this will be a key going forward. When I start to see the inverse, well, let's just take SH, which is the inverse S&P. When I start to see it rise from the bottom and start moving up the asset class ladder rankings, when I start to see gold moving up the ladder, when I start to see commodities moving up the ladder, when I start to see short-term bonds, in other words, cash, moving up the ladder, that means that the market's getting more defensive, that money is leaving the risk-on areas of the market, and it's going to a more defensive posture. Is there any sign of that midway through May 2013? The answer to that question is a resounding no. Now, who knows? By next week at this time, it could be on the move here. But for the umpteenth week, the very worst place you can be invested in is being inverse the market, being a bear, being grumpy, listening to the pundits out there, the doomsdayers. Now, someday they're going to be right, but they've been wrong for 4 years now. I also remind investors all the time that you have to pick your gurus wisely. You have to take a look and say, well, I've listened to this guy before. Has he made me any money? This whoever your guy is, Nouriel Roubini, I don't really care. You have to say, has he been right? Has he led me in the right direction? Has he put money in my pocket? Jim Cramer, whoever your guy is, Warren Buffett. You have to pick your gurus wisely. And if your guru's been leading you astray, it's time to subscribe to a different newsletter. It's time to write a letter, say, please cancel my subscription. You've been bearish for the last 3 or 4 years, Mr. Euro-Pacific Peter Schiff, or whoever it is. Cancel my subscription. You haven't made me any money, all right? Gold. Speaking of Peter Schiff, gold continues to be a terrible investment. At some point in time, it will come roaring back and be a good investment. Markets go through cycles. Do you want to be invested in the best asset classes right now or the worst asset classes right now? The other bad asset classes to be invested in are commodities, cash, and emerging markets. That rounds out the bottom for the umpteenth straight week. No change. When we come back, we'll look at the sectors of the market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks. stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door is blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, heard here every Monday through Friday. Many cities throughout America. And if you miss any of the shows, we archive the shows right after I get done, pretty much, with the live show. It goes up on our website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And if you don't have the app that I invented, Best Stocks Now, download it on your Android device or your Apple device. We also have the shows there. So, you know, I go running in the afternoons. You can listen to the show from that morning and hear what we were talking about in the stocks, the sectors, and the asset classes. Also, if you're not getting my weekly newsletter, which I do my best to keep you pointed in the right direction in the market, you can go to that same website, pwstreet.com, and you can sign up and get on our weekly mailing list, pwstreet.com. If you say, you know what, this guy sounds like maybe he can manage money. He sounds a lot different from most of those guys out there. He's not trying to sell me an annuity or insurance or gold coins. He doesn't sound like he's trying to make commissions off of me. He's a fee-based money manager. He seems to be there every day. You know, he does this show every single day. He's not at the golf course. He's not once in a while. Come on, I take an afternoon and go fishing. But you know what I take with me? I take my laptop. I have the internet. At the Point Loma kelp beds, the internet comes in just fine, thank you. And I'm able to write my newsletter, trade from out there. So if you don't have the time to manage your own portfolio, if you don't think the person that's managing your portfolio now has the knowledge or maybe the discipline or is as vigilant or has a plan when things start to come unraveled here, well, you can get in touch with us through the website, pwstreet.com, or you can also call us at 855-611-BEST. We have a real friendly bunch of guys that work here, guys and gals that work here. And we'll do our best, you know, to, number one, make you money. Number two, keep you safe. I can't make any guarantees, but we're as vigilant as we can possibly be. People think I'm paranoid. I'm always looking behind me and around me and in my rearview mirror looking for bears. I've seen too many of those in my career. And for that reason, I should call my app the Best Stocks Now app. I should also call it the Bear Detector. Yeah, it's the Bear Detector. When that bear starts creeping up, man, I want to know about it. And in fact, you know, there's a lot of things that go up when the bear eventually hits. But right now, we're talking bull. Yeah, we always talk bull here on the best. That's the key ingredient to this show is bull. But anyways, over the last 4 years, we've been in the bull market, and the facts and the evidence still point to that fact. We're still in a bull market. The bear has not put any paw prints on this bull yet. Let's look at the sectors of the market. Biotech is still number one. Well, what comes after umpteen? I don't know. There's got to be a word that comes after umpteen, because I've said for umpteen weeks now that biotech continues to be the number one sector in the market. We continue to clean up here at Gunderson Capital Management on biotech stocks. Number two, this week, the home builders are back to number two. Who's the guy who wrote well over a year ago that this rebound in real estate is for real? Well, guess what? Your single family home's up about 10% since that statement. And the home building stocks have doubled since that point in time. There's been a lot of money made in this home building sector, and it's still number two in the market. Number three, retail. You folks, consumers, you're doing your part. God bless you. Continue to do it. Pharmaceuticals, drugs, number four. Number five is health care. In other words, there's been no change since last week. These are still the best sectors to be in. The sectors to avoid? It continues to be gold. The miners. Oh, my gosh. Barrick Gold and the like. What else? Basic materials, commodities, natural resources, shipping. These are the worst sectors. Sectors that depend on a robust global economy. Well, we don't have that anymore, do we? All right. We're going to go out. Speaking of the rebound in housing. All right. You know, interest rates. Craig Brock, over the weekend in my newsletter on page four, I put a three-year chart of the bond market. And you see this big spike up for last two and a half years. And all of a sudden, you've topped out. And to me, it looks like the bond market. I know you don't want to hear this, but it looks to me like we've got a pending bear out there. I have a bear warning. I hope I'm wrong. But I see a bear warning out there on the bond market.
I believe you're right, Bill. The warning should be taken seriously. Bill Gross is also indicating that he believes that that this bull market for bonds ended on April 29th. So there's reason for alarm, no question about it. We've had the yield spike on treasuries here over the last couple of weeks. Even Friday, when Bernanke was out speaking, the MBS market sold off quite measurably. Freddie Mac reported Thursday night that mortgage rates are up an eighth. So, you know, an eighth off the 100-year low is not bad, but
no.
How long does it continue?
Yeah, it's, you know, an eighth here and an eighth there and a quarter there. Pretty soon, you know, homes aren't as cheap. So, you know, I just believe that there's a sense of urgency here. If you're looking to refinance your home, I mean, if you're paying 5.5%, 6%, 4.5%, I mean, that just makes no sense. You ought to give Craig a call. Every little $100 per month that you can save, hey, it all counts. It all adds up. You can throw it into the stock market, that extra $100. Do we have any big economic reports this week? This should be a pretty busy week, actually.
A very busy week, Bill. We have a PPI on Wednesday. And then Thursday, initial claims and housing starts. All these things have the potential to move the MBS market and treasuries. We're also going to be hearing from the Federal Reserve governors. It's like we have a saloon of Fed governors speaking this week. So look out for these guys.
Yeah. All right. Give Craig Brock a call. You know what? Your timing is right. Be right with your timing. Where can we reach Craig?
It's 855-900-3279, or Craig Brock if you go to YouTube. We have some informational videos.
All right. And like I say, I mean, I'm on with Bill Gross this time. He was wrong the first time. He thinks that a bear is looming in the bond market. I do, too. That's why I'm in the stock market. If you want to get in touch with me, 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.